Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 121, and today I'm going to be talking to you all about cutting cords and a meditation to help you cut any energetic cords that may be holding you back from manifesting your dreams, your goals, and really maybe just keeping things heavy. Now, if you've never heard of cutting cords, I'm here to talk to you about that. So the practice of cutting cords literally means releasing energetic attachments. Energetic, so these are invisible, you may not see them, but you can feel them. And emotional ties that no longer serve us. So we all have energy. We all are energetic beings and vibrations. And when we interact with others, we have energetic cords that attach us. And they attach us to everyone. And sometimes we can actually have energetic cords attached to things. You know, maybe we're energetically attached to our car, our home, our phones for sure. And when we have not had a practice of cutting cords, or even just thinking of like a cleansing type of energy, think of the years of heavy energy that you have. Now, I'm not saying that you have cords. Well, I was going to say, I'm not saying that you don't, that you have cords that have lasted years, but actually when you have painful memories with others and people, you can have some negative energetic cords that are still attached to you and just not in the forefront of your mind. So the practice of itself of cutting cords means to cut these cords and release this energy. Now, this doesn't mean that it disconnects you from people. It can if you're wanting to. It really is just a process. It's like taking an energetic shower. You know, we take showers to cleanse our body. Think of cutting cords as a way to cleanse your energetic body. So we form these again through relationships, attachments, trauma. I mean, we can get it even just by the people we talk to at the grocery line. It's that simple. Every time you have an interaction with someone, there is an energetic cord that comes. Now, sometimes you're able to release those cords easily, right? You don't think about those people again. It extinguishes, right? But there are times that people rub you the wrong way and you can't stop talking about the person who upset you that you don't even know. And you're going on and on about how you don't like them or you didn't like that interaction. So all those times you're connecting with that person energetically, and it's time to cut those cords, right? And liberate yourself and restore your personal boundaries. So again, cutting cords is not about severing connections, but releasing the unhealthy or toxic attachments that no longer serve your highest good. And by letting them go, you can gain more clarity, empowerment, and freedom to create positive change in your life. All right. So after we go through the cutting cord ritual, it's important to engage in some self-care practices, some self-love, and really some self-compassion as part of the healing process so that you can maintain healthy boundaries, practice mindfulness, and they can help you keep the energy cords, the unwanted cords, you know, from coming back. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Start by finding a quiet and comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. You can sit or lie down in a relaxed position. Go ahead and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in to center yourself. Take a nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. Go ahead and start to visualize a bright, glowing light surrounding you, emanating from your heart center. This light represents your inner strength and divine protection. Now bring to mind the person, situation, or emotion from which you wish to release energetic cords. See these cords as thick, dark strands extending from your body to the person or situation. With each exhale, imagine gathering up these cords in your hands. Feel the weight of them as you hold them in your palms. Now visualize a pair of golden scissors or sword of light appearing before you. With intention and determination, cut through each cord one by one, severing the connection between you and the person or situation. As you cut each cord, affirm aloud or silently, "I release all energetic ties that no longer serve my highest good. I am free from the influence of this person or situation. I reclaim my power and sovereignty. I release all energetic ties that no longer serve my highest good. I am free from this influence. I reclaim my power and sovereignty." Feel a sense of lightness and liberation as the cords dissolve themselves into the light around you. Know that now you are free to move forward without the weight of past attachments holding you back. Take a few moments to bask in the newfound freedom and clarity. Feel the energy flowing freely through your body, unencumbered by the ties of the past. When you feel ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers, toes, stretch your body if needed. Take a few deep breaths to ground yourself. Express gratitude for the opportunity to release and let go during this meditation. Now that you've taken an important step towards healing and reclaiming your personal power, carry the sense of freedom and empowerment with you as you continue on your day. Trust that you are supported and protected by the universe as you move forward with clarity and confidence. Cord cutting is a transformative practice that supports emotional healing, personal growth, and encourages you to have healthier relationships with yourself and others. Thank you for listening to the episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, share, rate on Spotify, And if you have any questions or are interested in one-to-one coaching, send me a DM on Instagram at Manifesting with Norma. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful day. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.